أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. إن الذين يخشون ربهم بالغيب لهم مغفرة وأجر كبير. صدق الله العظيم. For about six verses, Allah تبارك وتعالى discussed the condition and the situation of those who disbelieved. وَلِلَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا بِرَبِّهِمْ. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala thereafter discussed the consequences of their disbelief, their not believing in Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala gave us a glimpse of Allah's adab in the fire of Jahannam. May Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala save us. And then Allah ta'ala spoke about His sifat, His quality of adal, His quality of justice, that although Allah has full knowledge of everything, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala would have them questioned, and then they will, with remorse and regret, they will admit they're not listening to the Anbiya alayhimus salatu wassalam and not taking heed of the revelation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In this ayat, very briefly, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala speaks about the believers, and again, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala mentions the believers by a very unique quality, and may Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala grant us this quality. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, إِنَّ الَّذِينَ يَخْشَوْنَ رَبَّهُمْ بِالْغَيْبِ. Certainly those people who have the awe, those who have the fear of their Rabb بِالْغَيْبِ, without seeing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the unseen. Now here Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala does not say innal ladina amanu, those who have brought iman. Iman in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the most primary, it is the most important aspect that a person has to have in order to gain najat, to gain emancipation in the hereafter, to gain jannah in the hereafter. But Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala does not use the word iman. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala uses the word yakhshawna. The word yakhshawna khashiyat. Those who have the awe of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In other words, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has taken a mu'min, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has shown what is the optimum, what is the highest, what is wanting, what is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala desiring from a believer, after a believer has brought iman in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that is khashiyat. When we look at this word khashiyat, which is translated as awe or the fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then ulama have written that it tells us a lot of aspects with regards to the believer. That on the one hand, he has the ma'rifat, he has the recognition of Allah, he has realized the greatness of Allah, the power of Allah, the omnipotence of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And because of that, he's realized his own weakness and his own feebleness. He's realized that he cannot do without the power, without the help of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So in short, he's realized and recognized the greatness of Allah. And when one realizes the greatness of Allah, and one looks into oneself, then one will see our own helplessness, our own feebleness, our own worthlessness. And this is where the khashiyat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala begins to be developed. And the fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala then, that one knows that if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wishes, if Allah ta'ala desires to punish, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala would do so. But khashiyat has another connotation also, that it is also coupled together with the realization of Allah's greatness. It is coupled with the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We see many, many ayats in the Quran Kareem. وَأُزْلِفَتِ الْجَنَّةُ لِلْمُتَّقِينَ غَيْرَ بَعِيدٍ هَذَا مَا تُعَدُونَ لِكُلِّ أَوَّابٍ حَفِيظٍ مَنْ خَشِيَ الرَّحْمَنَ بِالْغَيْبِ وَجَاءَ بِقَلْبٍ مُنِيبٍ رضي الله عنهم ورضوا عن ذلك لمن خشي ربا. That when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about the promise of Jannat, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about it for those people who have this quality, and may Allah Ta'ala grant it to us, that we begin to realize the greatness of Allah, we begin to realize our own weaknesses, our own meekness, our own inabilities, our own uselessness, and then realize the greatness of Allah, and that becomes coupled with the love of Allah. وَجَاءَ بِقَلْبٍ مُنِيبٍ. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about a person that has khashiyat, then Allah has spoken about one quality attached, that he comes to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with a heart that often returns to Allah fully. In other words, that heart is totally devoted to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. One is in the ibadat, and one is in the seeking of forgiveness from Allah, making tawbah to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then this yakhshawna, this khashiyat, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala further qualifies it, rabbahum, their Rabb. And again we discuss this, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala draws and looks, and Allah ta'ala seeks our consciousness and our guilt, that is that Allah that has brought us from non-existence into existence. He's sustaining us, He's looking after us, He has full knowledge of everything, and that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has never withdrawn that sustenance of Allah that Allah ta'ala grants. Allah ta'ala has never stopped nurturing us, and we cannot stop worshipping Allah, and we cannot stop appreciating and making shukr to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bil ghaib. The ghaib, without seeing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In a very lengthy hadith, just the gist of that hadith, our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when he speaks about the exceptional rewards of people making the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has appointed malaika, Allah has appointed angels, and these angels roam the earth, and they are roaming and they are looking for those that are making the dhikr of Allah. When a group amongst them find those that are making Allah dhikr, they begin to call the others, and then they throng on that gathering that is making the dhikr of Allah with the wings outspread from there, from this earth right up to the sky. Now, when they return to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, who is the knower of everything, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will question them that what had you found, who did you find? So they will say, we found this group of people making your dhikr. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will ask them, whilst having full knowledge, that what did they do? So they will reply that, Ya Allah, they made your tasbih. Allah, they made your takbir. They said, Allahu Akbar. And like that, Allah, they celebrated your majesty. Now Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will ask, did they see me that they are doing this? Did they see me that they are doing this? The malaika will reply, obviously, Allah, they did not see you. You are in the ghaib. They are in the ghaib. They are in the unseen. There is this barrier between you and them. Then Allah will ask, how would they have then worshipped me? Then how would they have glorified me had they seen me? Again, what did they ask from me? Ya Allah, they asked Jannah from you. Did they see Jannah? No. If they had seen Jannah, then how would they have asked for Jannah? What did they seek refuge from? They sought refuge from the fire of Jahannam. Did they see Jahannam? No. But yet they sought this refuge. Now this is what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is bringing here, that we have not seen Allah Rabbul Izzat, but we see the signs of Allah. We have not seen Allah, but we see the compassion of Allah. We have not seen Allah, but we see Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's innumerable favors at work. And we see this qudrat of Allah and this power of Allah Rabbul Izzat all the time. And it is our iman that brings about this khashiyat, that we know that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is existing. The greatness of Allah Rabbul Izzat is a reality. Jannah is a reality. Jahannam is a reality. And Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala is drawing, and Allah ta'ala is calling for us to realize that Allah Rabbul Izzat is existent, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is sustaining, Allah is ever forgiving, Allah is always prepared to forgive, Allah has the power and the might to do whatever, and for us, we need to continue to bring iman in Allah, be obedient to Allah, and that qalbim munib, that heart that ever turns towards Allah Rabbul Izzat. May Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala give us the tawfiq.